Singapore has imposed tight new inspection restrictions on all vehicles crossing its border with Malaysia amid fears that a U.S.-led war against Iraq could trigger terrorist attacks on Singaporean soil. The move came as the Singapore government expressed its support for an attack on Iraq, even without authorization by the United Nations. Long lines of vehicles at the two border crossing points into Singapore stretched back into neighboring Malaysia Saturday. Extra border police were at work on the Singapore side, checking every car, truck, and motorcycle entering from Malaysia. The police coast guard is being given new patrol boats to use in the surveillance of ships and other vessels entering Singaporean waters. The storing, transporting, or importing of chemical and biological agents for medical and commercial purposes will be closely regulated now to prevent such items from being made into bombs. The strict new procedures, which replace what used to be random vehicle checks, were triggered by fears of terrorist attacks as a war against Iraq looms ever larger. The authorities are ordering motorists to open all vehicle storage compartments, including trunks, glove compartments, and motorcycle seats. Motorcyclists are being made to hand over their helmets and turn out their pockets. Officers are managing to check three vehicles at a time, but more than 55,000 vehicles normally make the crossing each day. Singapore's Home Affairs Minister, Wong Kan Sing, said the inconvenience of the checks is a small price to pay for the sake of security.
No one can guarantee that a terrorist attack will not happen here. Our force must be made extremely difficult for terrorists to carry out their evil acts. It is better to deny terrorists the opportunity to carry out their operations than to mitigate the consequences of their actions.
Singapore detained 31 men during 2001 and 2002, charging them with planning to blow up the U.S. and Israeli embassies, plus local infrastructure facilities. The detainees are believed to be members of Jamaat Islamiya, a Muslim extremist group that has been linked to last October's bombing on the Indonesian island of Bali, which killed almost 200 people. Governments around the world have been bracing for retaliatory terrorist attacks if Washington goes ahead with an invasion of Iraq, which now seems imminent, and countries that support the U.S. policy are believed to be the most likely targets. Singapore, a staunch U.S. ally, has said it would prefer to see a second United Nations resolution authorizing an attack, but says it would support an attack even without such a resolution if Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein does not disarm immediately. Ruth Youngblood for VOA News, Singapore.